Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, here we go, Sean time. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
We're trying dark mode today, Sean.
I like it. It's new. It's different. I like it.
We're not there yet. And since I only do this, if I did this more than once or twice a week, I would really work on the setup. But for now, we're going to try dark mode. What's up, buddy?
Not too much, man. I mean, it's a wonderful day. I'm ready to make some picks. I'm excited for this weekend slate. I texted you earlier and I said there's way too many games I like, which means bad news for me.
Oh yeah. And when I say I should mention, I'm going dark mode. We're on Twitch Live right now, but also on video later. If you listen to the regular podcast, thank you. BetQL Boston, Mike Mutnanski and Chris Schein. Week 5 NFL picks off a really bad week, Schein. I mean, let's just be honest. Week for the Friday picks. I blame your travel. For
I agree.
Bad picks.
I agree with you. It was a rough week. I can assure you I'm not going to let it happen again. We're not going to go 0-3 back-to-back weeks. We're not going to go 1-4-1 as a podcast this week. Not going to let it happen, Mutt.
I would not make promises that you can't back up. I might have an 0-3 in me. I'm not making that promise. You're going to make that promise?
Yeah,
you're not going to go 0-3 again?
No, I'm not going to go 0-3 again. I'm not going to go back-to-back 0-3s. Not going to allow it.
Okay.
Won't let it happen.
We're going to talk tonight. If you're listening Friday, you and I will talk tonight on a couple of ideas on Mutt at Night. You're going to be a guest, our gambling guest tonight. We're going to try to have a gambling guest every Friday. And Schein, of course, was the right guy to kick it off with. You had an excellent segment today with our guy, Nick Costos. People should go listen to as well. 9:30 every Friday on the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, Nick's the best, man. He is full of energy, which is awesome. Yeah. I love it. He's awesome. Passionate about the gambling. He's knowledgeable, and he makes it fun. It's fun. It's educating, and we're trying to win people some money, so it's a good time.
All right, so do you want to start with the Patriots? I know there's a Patriots pick as one of your top three this week. How do you want to do this?
Let's start with the Patriots game. Let's just get right into it.
Okay, so we have some injury news at 11:26, but it's not Patriot injury news. The Bills are going to be without Jordan Poyer again and without Dawson Knox. We do not have any Patriot injury news yet. I am seeing Patriots -3 at -120 in some places, but I'm seeing it at -3.5 and -105 at DK, Shimes. Is that what you have?
Yes, I have -3.5 at -105 on DK. That is correct.
So right now the Lions are getting 3.5 points and -115, which would suggest, at least according to them, they might be taking more Detroit money and might be going that way.
Which is odd, because I think like 78% of the overall money is on the Patriots.
Yeah, this is a weird line, man. I don't have a great feel for it. I wish we had more injury news. We'll talk tomorrow for the prop show. So I'll have more injury news tomorrow. Who's in, who's out from both sides, but let's assume that it's Bailey Zappe. Let's assume that Amon-Ra St. Brown is out. Let's assume DeAndre Swift is out as the three major injuries in this game, that Mac Jones isn't even active in this game. What will be your lean on the line? I will save your total thoughts for your pick, since it's part of your three picks today.
Yeah, when it comes to the line, it's really hard. I think at 3.5, I like the Lions, but at 2.5, I like the Patriots. Like, I feel like this is going to be a 3-point game, which inevitably means that one of these teams is going to blow the other out, probably, you know, knowing my luck. But overall, I think Belichick, like this, the narratives of the game are playing right into Belichick's hands. He wants to run the football and he wants Detroit to run the football. He doesn't want to have to deal with the pass. So if Amon-Ra St. Brown is out of this game and all he has to do is deal with Josh Reynolds and maybe DJ Chark,
Tom Kennedy.
Yeah, like
Hawkinson's pretty good too.
Hawkinson. Yeah, I think Hawkinson's the one big pass game target that he'll have to shut down. But I mean, he's going to get his anyway, so I don't think Bill is overly concerned with that. And he's going to force the Detroit Lions to run the football, and so that's going to play into a close game and a turnover game. And so whichever team wins the turnover battle, in my opinion, is going to win this game. I think it'll end up being the Patriots. I think the Patriots win, but this line is so close. So I'll lean Detroit as it stands at +3.5. But if this goes back down to like 2.5 somehow, I would take the Patriots.
Yeah, it's not a game I'm betting right now. It's not three and a half. I mean, I'm not betting it because the injury stuff is still at least enough of a deterrent for me to want to get heavily invested in the game. But I think you're on the game and all around it. It's just not appetizing, man. Like you don't. Yeah. The Lions are 3-0 against the spread for the first time since 1992. So he's out to a good start. Jared Goff, I should point out, he does this a lot. And a lot of this stuff scourges the Action Network. They have some great numbers for this game. From just historical trends, Jared Goff, 14-4 against the spread, Shime, the first 3 weeks of the regular season. For his career after that, week four and later, 34-38-2.
Holy
so
smokes.
He starts hot and then sort of cools fades off to be Jared Goff.
And against Belichick. I think he's what, 1-2 against Belichick, but his passer rating is like 57 against really Bill Belichick. Yeah.
And again, these are different teams. The historical trends are just to point out. I don't think you should be betting games off historical trends because these teams are different now. If someone is betting something that's happened like a million times and they're not baking in what's going on now, then you shouldn't be listening to them. Last 20 years, again, historical trend, Belichick 14-2 straight up. 10-6 against the spread off a two-game losing streak. 38-11-1 against the spread after a loss as an underdog or under a touchdown favorite, which he's coming off of. So my slight lean is Patriots in this game, even at 3 or 3.5, depending on where you're looking right now. But it's not a strong lead. I can't believe I'm saying this. Like this is an interesting game. Like this will be not just the throwback uniforms for the 50s of the world, but this is. Like, how do the Patriots fare? Do both teams run against each other? They both suck against the run. They're dead last and second
awful
last
against
the run. DVOA. The Lions have no cornerbacks whatsoever. They're okay in their front line. There is definitely a revenge angle here, Sean. I don't know if we talked about this on our show.
Well, tonight. I think it goes both ways, though, right?
I get the revenge angle for the Lions and wanting to destroy Matt Patricia. What's the Patriots' revenge angle?
It's a Matt Patricia revenge game against the Lions,
kind of
destroying his reputation.
Hold on. Didn't he do that himself with his performance?
Sure, but like he could also blame the franchise for not giving him the right talent or whatever it is. And I mean, now that he's the offensive coordinator, he can actually have an impact on the game. Yeah. There's a chance that he is wanting a little bit of revenge as well, being like, hey, you made a mistake getting rid of me or whatever it may be.
All right, so you and I are on sort of different. You have 3.5 or more, you'd be on the Lions plus the points. Under 3, you'd buy back into the Patriots. I'm right now leaning Patriots either way. It's not enough. I'm not betting it heavily, but it's not crazy deterrent to me on either side.
Yeah, the other note I would have too is, and we could talk about this more tomorrow when more props are available. My plan, I think I'm going to try and get a good same game parlay in with the Patriots money line, and then some of the running back props would be my plan going for tomorrow or for Sunday.
I just hope the game is better than Thursday Night Football, which I'm glad
it
is.
It has to be.
I only watched the fourth quarter, Sean. I really did not watch the first three quarters. I was doing prep work for this show and watching it on Twitter. And by the time I got to the fourth, like, I got to tune in now to see this disaster.
I got down into my bed at 8:30. I was going to go put the game on. And I said, you know what? No, I'm not going to watch this at all. Went to sleep and I said, screw it. And I woke up, saw that it was 12-9 in the overtime was the game. And I was like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch a second of this game.
You do get up early. I forget. You texted me at 3:48 a.m.
Forget. Yes, I did.
Remember those days? All right. So we'll save the total part for one of your picks since one of your top three. What are our total records for the year, Sean? Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, so heading into week five here of the NFL season, yeah. Mutt is currently 5-5-2, leading the pack.
God, that is what a stupid 5-5-2. Oh
my. After my 0-3 week four, I am 5-7. So I'm looking to rebound this week.
Okay. I mean, this is a bounce back week for the podcast. By virtue of my 1-1-1, I get to go first, which is pretty amazing.
You do.
For my top pick, and we go 3-2-1. We get points for this to see who goes next. We're rooting for each other, so I get to go first. I'll take the Titans, Shime. They're on the road at Washington. It was 1.5 this morning, but these lines move on Friday, so let me look. It is still 1.5 on DK, so I get to lock in at 1.5 at Washington. I feel like I'm betting into a reverse line move because all the money has been on Tennessee this week, but the line has gone a little bit towards the Commanders. What I'm betting on here, Shime, like my whole theme this week is I think I know what teams are bad now, and I want to bet against bad teams. I think Washington and Carson Wentz are a bad team. And I think they finally decided in Tennessee, we're going to make Derrick Henry the bell cow. So last 2 weeks, this is 4-on-4 football, had the usage stats for Derrick Henry. Last 2 weeks, 42 of 44 running back carries, 50 of 57 running back touches, 49%. He is getting the targets out of the backfield and then 5.5 targets per game, 49% target share out of the backfield. They're finally unleashing Derrick Henry. Washington, the first 2 weeks of the year got gashed on the ground, 10 for 143 and 24 for 191, 6.8 and 8.0 yards per carry. The last 2 weeks, they've been better because teams are like, oh, they suck against the pass too.
So they throw the football. Exactly.
You can run against Washington. I don't care what the DVOA numbers. Their benefit the last 2 weeks because the teams they played have just thrown it against them. But the first 2 weeks against the Eagles and against Detroit, respectively, they got gashed on the ground. I think the Titans are better. I know that the Washington football team is going to be with a new right tackle, a new right guard, and a backup center. Yeah. And that front line is awesome for Tennessee. They got two monsters, including Jeffrey Simmons up front. I love the idea of Tennessee beating up on Carson Wentz. He has taken, 17 sacks now, second most in the NFL. It feels like a very public bet. In fact, two of my three bets are very public this week. I totally admit that. But I'm going to buy into Washington being really bad, even if Tennessee's propped up by the last two wins. Give me the Titans -2.5 at Washington Sunday.
Yeah, I like it. I'm with you. I think this is a great pick. I just think Washington is awful on top of the fact that they're starting to use Derrick Henry like he's Saquon Barkley, which is smart.
Yes.
The ball in the hands of an actual playmaker. I think this is a great decision. The Tennessee defense looks awesome. And Vrabel always generally finds a way to beat the bad teams. And that's kind of how he pads his record every year. So I like this spot for the Titans for sure.
They stink. Commanders stink. Washington football team stinks. What's your top pick here?
I think we have a theme here with our top picks. We're betting against teams that stink. Another team that absolutely smells, especially on offense, is the Carolina Panthers. They are hot, flaming garbage on offense. Baker Mayfield was not worth whatever they're paying him. He should have taken even more of a pay cut because he stinks. And San Francisco is the team that's traveling out to Carolina. San Francisco is the better team. Like, they are downright up and down the better team, top to bottom. This defense is going to kick the ass of that Carolina offense. I love the idea of like Nick Bosa snagging a couple sacks in this game. Kostos talked about
that was good.
The storyline of Nick Bosa hating Baker Mayfield for planting that flag at Ohio State years back in college. And he finds every opportunity he can get to have revenge on Baker Mayfield. So I think you're going to see the San Francisco defense look awesome. I think D'Amico Ryans is going to be one of the top head coaching candidates next season. He's the defensive coordinator in San Francisco. He's awesome. And then on top of that, the offense is finally rolling for San Francisco. Jeff Wilson looks great. Is great, and Jimmy Garoppolo is now more set back into the offense and comfortable with what he has. So I love San Francisco laying 6.5 points at the Carolina Panthers this week.
It's a biggish number, but I would be leaning you. It's not one I'll be invested in. I think it's a great teaser piece. I think you can start there and build teasers out at down to half a point. I think they're going to win the game. Yeah. And it's funny you brought up D'Amico Ryans, because on the other side, Matt Rhule is a dead coach walk.
Oh, he is. Absolutely.
All summer on BetQL weekend, I was touting Matt Rhule, first coach fired, how bad he is. He sucks, and he's going to get fired. And it's funny, D'Amico Ryans, he might be their top choice to go in there and coach them next year.
I wouldn't be shocked. They already have a relatively decent defense, at least defensive personnel, so they could use a good defensive head coach. And I feel like Ryan is very much going to be like a Tomlin guy. Everybody loves him in that locker room in San Francisco. He rose up through the ranks so quick, and everybody still loves him. And so I think you're going to find that he's going to be very much a player's coach.
Yep, and if you're playing daily fantasy, I really like the idea of, in terms of mini game stacks, CMC for Carolina, because if you've noticed, like, so they said he was hurt the last 2 weeks and they play, and Matt Rhule is going to run this guy into the ground because he's about to get fired.
He has to.
It's because his job's on the line. So if you're playing, if you're going to play McCaffrey, run it back with Debo and have those two guys like a mini game stack. He's going to be super involved in this game. I'd be leaning your way on this. It's a big number, but I liked the thesis, and I did like the Bosa stuff.
I know. That's awesome.
Today.
Such that a good story, good. Then.
I'm flip-flopping my second and third pick because I have more conviction now on Dolphins laying 3 at New York. I like this pick, and then I heard Costos talk about it and did some more research on it this morning. This thing stands out. So you said this morning on your show. I don't think it's crazy that Teddy Bridgewater might be as good, if not slightly better, than Tua.
I think they're a little bit different, but I think Teddy, for this offense, what Mike McDaniel needs, might be better.
Okay, so I think he's at least as good. Miami comes into today the number one passing offense, DVOA, in football. The Jets are 29th DVOA on passing defense.
Oh, yeah.
Miami is 31st, but you think Zach Wilson's going to beat them? I don't.
No.
I think Miami can stop the run of New York. I think they're going to goad Wilson are throwing the ball. They're going to turn over a couple of times. They're only 12th in sacks. 12th worse in sacks this year, the Jets defense is. So they don't get after the quarterback. And from that's just the football standpoint. If I think that Mike McDaniels has a quarterback that's not a huge drop-off, then I'm going to pencil him in for similar production. And then I get one of the best covering quarterbacks in the NFL. Teddy covers.
Teddy covers, baby.
He's 42-21 against the spread. He is 24-6 against the spread as a favorite. All he does is cover.
Yeah, I'm in. He's up there with
some of the best covering quarterbacks in the NFL. Some people call him Teddy Two Gloves. I call him Teddy Covers. I should have made this my top pick. I flipped it up to second. I love the Dolphins at New York, and I also love the over in this game, Shime. It's a low total in the low to mid-40s. Both defenses are bad. I can see this being higher scoring than expected, but I think this line should be higher than 3. I like the Dolphins. I think Teddy Bridgewater is about the same as Tua. I think Tyreek Hill, although he didn't practice yesterday, we'll see the report today. Him and Waddle could have monster games here from a DFS standpoint. Dolphins -3, book it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the Dolphins. I don't have a lean on the total, but I love the Dolphins here. I'm 100% with you. My second pick, Scotty Mack, already mentioned in the Twitch chat. I'm taking the Seahawks +5.5.
Oh, here we go. There you go.
Man, I am on the Geno Smith train. This guy might be one of the hottest quarterbacks in football. The Seattle team can finally run the offense.
Better than Russ Wilson.
They run the offense that Shane Waldron wants to run, and it's very kind of old-style Rams-esque, and Geno knows exactly what to do. He's wiser. He's a veteran, and he's getting the ball out quick, and he's not turning it over. And on top of that, Rashad Penny – looks like the running back that led the nation in rushing yards all those years ago when he was back at San Diego State. So ultimately, I think the Seahawks team, the defense is still a little suspect, but it's not like the New Orleans offense is all that high-powered. So I think this could be very similar to that Atlanta-New Orleans game in Week 1 where New Orleans ekes out a win with like a field goal at the end of the game, but I'm getting 5.5 points with the Seahawks. I absolutely am taking the 5.5, and I think the Seahawks even still have a chance to win. So I love this pick.
I'm with you. You've fallen hard, man. You have a crush. You have a football crush on the Seattle Seahawks and Geno Smith.
The Seattle offense, I have a football crush on right now. I'll give you that. Yes, absolutely.
I honestly cannot believe that he has been this good in this offense.
He's been awesome.
Let Geno cook. Oh. And Russ Wilson is embarrassing himself with Broncos
Let's
Nation.
Ride.
Let's
let's ride.
He stinks.
He's so bad.
Stinks. I told you about that terrible. I got sucked into a touchdown prop bet. It was a terrible bet. I'm not a terrible bet. He's just terrible. And I know Hackett's not any good. Wilson blows.
Yeah, he's awful.
Is Geno who? Okay. GM Chris Schein, take your quarterback for the rest of the season. Russ or Geno?
Oh God. What team? Like, I think it's also very team dependent. Like, what team am I on? What Any roster do want. I have?
Either one. Pick one. Your choice.
So if I'm Seattle or Denver, I'd rather Geno Smith right now. He's just going to fit better for what they want to do. But like, if I'm a team like Green Bay or something like that, I think I'd want Russ. Like, if I'm a team with a good coach, I want Russ. But right now, if you're the Seahawks or the Broncos, you want Geno Smith.
I can't believe you're saying that. I can't. I'm not fighting you on it. Like, I thought Geno sucked. I thought he was terrible. Dude, let Geno cook.
Well, bit of a Geno sense. Scotty Mack suggesting a Geno sense. Is this the new Ryan Tannehill?
No.
Let's see how the rest of the season goes, Mutt.
Rest in peace, John Anderson. I miss him. I don't know what he's up to these days, but I hope he's doing well.
All right, what's your third pick, bud?
I know you have an appointment to get to. One DFS thought here. Nobody's talking about Alvin Kamara. He's back. He's healthy. Dalton is a much better dump-off quarterback than Jameis Winston is. In full PPR leagues, you should feel comfortable firing up Kamara. That's one thing I'll say. Because Seattle's defense is good. Much like their offense, their defense blows.
Yeah.
The theme continues. Bad teams. I want to bet against Washington. I want to bet against New York Jets. I want to bet against the Arizona Cardinals. Now, that's a weird line. It was 5 this morning, Sean. What am I getting right now?
It's currently 5.5 on DK.
All right. I'll lay the 5.5. Cliff Kingsbury is a dope. We all know that.
Minus 105. So you get a little value.
Okay. I'll lay the one. I'll get a little less juice. Cliff Kingsbury is 9-17 against the spread at home. He's just not very good. First half, opponents have been blowing out Washington 66-16. They've been dominated in the first half. I can see Philadelphia getting up early and then forcing Kyler to go back and pass. They're not very good passing the football right now. And the offense, from a football standpoint, forgetting how bad Kyler has looked at times, forgetting how bad Kingsbury is as a coach, especially as a home coach, 9-17 against the spread. The defensive line, offensive line mismatch is comical in the favor of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're going to get an early lead. I think they're going to run at will against Arizona and throw at will. They're terrible defensively, 28th DVOA against the pass. I really, really, really like Philadelphia this week. They're a public team. It's a weird line. It's in, as you know, that Bill Simmons, like Vegas zone type 5, 5.5. Yep. But I think Arizona stinks. I'm a little wary of the backdoor cover, which is why I knocked this down to my third pick. But Arizona's bad. Philadelphia is good. They're going to win. Their schedule is easy. They're going to win the next 3 going away. You want to take Philly on the road as your survivor pick this week. I feel comfortable doing it. I'll lay the 5.5 against a bad Cardinals team.
Yeah, Philly's going to be favored in almost every game they have the rest of the way. So I think this is a good pick. I love the Philadelphia Eagles. You know me. I tout Jalen Hurts as much as I can. So I'm so into this pick. As we alluded to earlier, my next pick, my final pick, over 45.5 right now, New England-Detroit. It moved down off of 46. There's still more money on the over, but it's moving down. I feel like I'm on the wrong side, and yet I love this total so much. I think even running the football, both of these teams are so bad that they're going to score points. I think both quarterbacks, or actually all 3 quarterbacks, whether it's Goff versus Bailey Zappi or Goff versus Mac Jones, they are bound for interceptions, some turnovers, possible pick sixes. I think there's an opportunity there for a lot of points going both ways. My score prediction for this game was around 30-28 Patriots. So ultimately, I'm got to go with the over here. I just don't see a world in which both of these teams don't go over 22, 23 points. This reeks of that Baltimore game to me, where teams just kept scoring over and over again. And I think you're going to see something similar here. So I love the over 45.5 New England Detroit.
I will also point out, you know what helped us? The report out of Detroit minutes ago that Amon-Ra St. Brown returned to practice today. Could try to play.
Oh, wow. So he might actually play.
Could try to play.
Yeah, that matters a lot because I don't think that the Patriots have a single guy that can cover Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Again, we are talking at 11:46 on Friday morning. There's a lot of injury news, which is why, Sean, we do another separate update podcast tomorrow with our prop picks. You had very limited prop picks last week. You're 36-20 on the year. I suspect you have a very, at least on tentatively, a larger prop sheet for the people tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's my plan. I am going to be, I'm far more invested, right? I'm local. I'm not traveling. I am here. I am going to be, I have been scouring for good prop bets all week and into the weekend. And as they release more and more over the next 24 hours, I will have a bunch for you tomorrow.
So I'm going to talk about this tonight on Mud at Night. It's been a weird injury year for the NFL, Sean. They have these guys like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday now not practicing. Like all of a sudden I'm reading now Kyle Pitts has been ruled out for this weekend.
Yeah, he wasn't at press meetings on, I want to say it was Wednesday or Thursday. And so there was rumors going around that he would be out for this game.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Kyle Pitts tomorrow on the prop show. I am going to talk about your guy, Geno. Be prepared. I have a Geno prop that I think I'm lining up for tomorrow's
prop show. Nice. I like that.
If you are watching on Twitch, we certainly thank you. Shime, you want to do Twitch tomorrow as well? What do you want to do?
Yeah, so tomorrow, 10:30, I'll do the producer show in the morning on WEEI. And then 10:30, me and Mutt will go live right here, twitch.tv/ShimeTime. We'll tweet it out. He'll retweet it from the Mutt account. I'll retweet it from my account. Everybody that follows us on Twitter will know. Anybody that's already here in the Twitch chat knows tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. sharp, we'll be going live for our props bets.
All right, my recap quickly for the people. Titans laying 1.5 at Washington. Dolphins laying 3 at the Jets. Eagles -5.5 at Arizona. 3 road favorites. Not great, but we're betting against bad teams. Shime, your 3.
My 3 are 49ers laying 6.5 at Carolina. The Seahawks getting 5.5 points at New Orleans. And over 45.5 for the Patriots and Detroit Lions game.
Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. We thank Scotty Mac and those who have done so over and over again. It's the one thing you can really do to help out this podcast. It is free for you daily, but it's a huge help to us. Both Shime and I personally, it's a huge help to us and to show our bosses you guys are involved and interested in the show and Boston sports betting. Subscribe, rate, and review BetQL Boston Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. There's like a million places now you can get podcasts. Like Google's got a podcast. Everywhere. Set up now. I don't even know half of them. I'm an Apple podcast guy, but where you get your podcast, even on the Odyssey app, subscribe, rate, and review. You and I will be talking about games tonight, 8:20 on Mud at Night WEEI for the people.
Yes, we will.
It's also the first hour that shows on Twitch now. So if you like Twitch, you like just watching the shows on WEEI, we're there.
And Sean, big shout out to the people. Quick shout out to all the people that were here in the Twitch chat, Mike and Scotty Mac and Marvy Lounge and anybody who hasn't chatted but is still there. We appreciate you being here. So thank you.
We try to do a Friday, Saturdays on Twitch. We will be back tomorrow morning at 10:30. If you're watching us live, we listen to the podcast. We certainly hope you are getting ready for a big week 5. Shime, enjoy your Friday, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, Mud. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.